Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Were you taught that anger was bad when you were growing up? Were you told that anger was bad and that it's a bad emotion? Well, in this episode, I want to share with you types of anger, three different types of anger, and why anger is actually a good thing. So most of us were taught that negative emotions are bad and that we need to avoid them at all costs. Well, and it's true in a sense because negative emotions bring out negative behavior. Well, what you need to understand is that negative emotions can actually be a good thing. How can it be a good thing? Emotions are messengers. When you feel something, it's a message that something is going on underneath them. You don't feel angry for no reason. Something is underneath that anger. Think of an iceberg. On top, you see anger. Underneath, it could be unmet needs. You feel overwhelmed. You feel overstimulated. You feel bitter, resentful. Whatever it might be, something is underneath that anger. So first, I want you to know that God created us with emotions. He designed us in a way to feel emotions. If we try to suppress anger, we actually suppress good emotions too. Have you ever been around a person that's just kind of neutral and mellow all the time, and they're not really happy ever or excited, and they're not really angry ever? They're just kind of neutral, and if more than likely, when they were growing up, they were taught to suppress anger, and so they just don't really feel any emotions. They're just kind of neutral, and that's not really a good thing either, because you're just suppressing all emotions. When you feel anger, it's telling you something is going on. Instead of saying, oh, what's wrong with me? I want you to ask yourself, what is going on with me? Literally, just shift that question in your mind that anger is telling you something, and ask yourself, I wonder what's going on with me. Just step back a second, reflect. Anger is not the problem. God even experienced anger. Jesus experienced anger. There's Bible characters that experienced righteous anger. And that is the first type of anger I want to talk to you about today. That is righteous anger. Righteous anger is telling you that something that is happening is not right. It's not okay. For example, you see someone hurt another person, like sex trafficking, or people are hurt in a war. Let's say Jesus turned tables over. He was feeling angry because people were not honoring the temple of God's house. They were doing something wrong and sinful. That is righteous anger. Another example is Moses felt angry at the Israelites when they built the golden calf. When they built that golden calf idol and he came back from that mountain and he broke the Ten Commandments, the stone tablets that he was holding, he just threw them down on the ground because he felt so angry about their sinful choices and what they were doing. So anger, that anger was for a reason. It wasn't hurting anyone and it was righteous anger. The second type of anger is who my program is created for and who my program and content is for. And that is hurtful, explosive, destructive anger. That is when you want to hurt someone or something. You want to control the situation and use force. And the root of that is feeling completely out of control. You are experiencing fear. You're feeling completely out of control. And it comes from having a mentality that things have to be your way. It's not your job to control others. And the reality is that you are actually feeling out of control and you are exploding in anger and reacting in rage. This can easily lead to hurtful words and actions that actually destroy your relationships with loved ones. For example, screaming, belittling, silent treatments, being passive aggressive, throwing things, slamming doors. The goal is to get the other person to be so afraid of what you're doing so you can control them and the situation. That is the perspective, what is going on in your mind, and it could be subconscious. You're not intentionally thinking that, but you're feeling so out of control, you're just trying to control the circumstance. That can even lead to spanking out of anger, squeezing your children's arms too hard, squeezing their ear, just like yanking them, you know, just physically even being hurtful to them because you're feeling so out of control and you're trying to get the situation in control and like screaming at the top of your lungs, slamming things, hurting things because you're feeling so angry. And that is scary. That is scary. And if this is you, my friend, let's chat. Book a call with me. The link is in the show notes for you. Let's have a conversation to see if my program is the right fit for you. Because if that is you, no one wants to be around a person like that. This type of behavior draws you apart from your loved ones and your children don't feel safe being around you. And that is the last thing that you want. You want your family to have a good relationship with you, to be that safe person for your kids. And you are just struggling so much. You're not reacting in anger because you want to. It's because you're struggling so bad internally. And in my program, I help you figure out what it is. And I have a step-by-step process that helps you go from a mom who's feeling reactive and always angry to a mom who is peaceful, calm, and lighthearted and warm. A mom that is safe and nurturing to her kiddos. This is totally possible for you, my friend. My clients have broken generational anger patterns. And if you're ready to make changes and be a cycle breaker, my program, Calm Christian Mom, is the right fit for you. And then the last type of anger is normal and healthy anger, which is something that everybody experiences at some point, right? So it's just feeling frustrated. And when you feel frustrated or you feel unheard, it's normal to raise your voice slightly, to maybe stomp a foot and just say, "Arr!" Just kind of release some of that negative energy. Every mom experiences this at some level. This is normal. There's nothing wrong with you feeling angry. The feeling of anger, it's just telling you that something about what's going on is triggering you. And in my program, I teach you how to reflect on that and shift your mindset to feel empowered instead of continuing to feel frustrated and that leading to an explosive type of anger. So, what happens if you suppress emotions? When you suppress your emotions, it can actually cause mental health or physical health problems. It will eventually come out in some way. God created you with emotions, but your job is to keep your feelings and emotions safe and express them in a safe way. Most of us were never taught how to keep anger safe and process emotions in a healthy and effective way. You probably were modeled unhealthy ways to handle anger, and those three ways were turn it out on others, by screaming, yelling, or hurting others. And that is oftentimes we have a parent in our home as we were growing up because they didn't know any better. They would turn out anger on others. They screamed at the kids. They yelled at the kids. They did and said hurtful things in anger. So you're just taking it out on others. Then the second way people deal with anger is turning it on themselves. So a lot of negative self-talk. I'm the worst. My kids hate me. And that actually can lead to depression and anxiety because you are just turning all that anger in on yourself. And then eventually it comes out in negative ways like mental health problems and even physical health problems. Or the third way that many people deal with anger, and that is numbing it with alcohol, food, sugar, watching TV, shopping, and other ways of coping that are not healthy or helpful for you to release and process that anger in a healthy way. So when you work with me, I don't have your anger disappear. I will help you keep your anger safe and know and understand the root of it. I will also teach you how to shift your thoughts and become more in control of your anger instead of the anger controlling you. Together with God's help, we will overcome explosive anger and create a home that is peaceful and safe. I'll teach you how to release emotions in a healthy way so they don't store up on the inside and come out in negative ways towards your family. Mama, my friend, there is hope for you. If you're sick and tired of feeling like a failure and a poor example to your children with anger, let's connect. Book a call with me. Let's both figure out if my program is the next right step for you to break this cycle of anger. My friend, if you learned anything helpful in this podcast, do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend. Word of mouth is the best way that people learn about new podcasts. And I hope you have a good rest of the day. God bless you. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.